I love the United States of America. I love this country. It's provided me and my family so many opportunities that I can't and I will never take for granted. I'm proud to be an American. There's so many beautiful things about America. Why people come over here, why they seek the opportunities that it has. You can be an absolute nobody and become a somebody. You can be in the worst environment and with hard work, perseverance, a little bit of luck, a little bit of help, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you can make it. I've seen it. I've lived it. One of the biggest differences that I saw when I went to my home country of India, and I would see the environment of people that lived really poor there. Extreme poverty. But it wasn't just poverty that tripped me out. It was the respect of labor. That if you were the tea salesman, you didn't get as much love or respect. If you were the tire guy, you didn't get as much love or respect. If you were educated or were part of the better caste system, you got more respect. You got more love. People treated you different. If you were the barber or if you were the mayor's son. Just on a normal level, if you were at the cubicle, you were definitely treated much better than the servant's daughter. I vibed on a speech by Martin Luther King. And during the union strike in Memphis, he had a speech about the dignity of all labor. Look how poetic that is. Look how beautiful that is. The dignity of all labor. I couldn't help but reflect on that as my main man, Albert, who's my car wash guy, came in today and serviced my car so beautifully. And while Albert was there, I had a visitor from India come in. And this is my cousin. She hasn't been to this country in many years. She's 21. And when she came, Albert was like, "Welcome to America. Welcome to America." And I didn't even think about it. I just heard it and he said, "Welcome to America." She said, "Hi." I introduced Albert, the car wash guy. And it was all good. Welcome to America. Albert had me thinking about that for a while. And he said that you don't hear that more often. You don't hear that as much, that, hey, you made it. Welcome to America. That you made it. You came and you visited. Enjoy. Enjoy this fruitful country. All of its beauty. All of its grace. It has struggles too, but enjoy. Welcome to America. I wonder if Albert was a car wash guy in India, if he would even be introduced, and if he was introduced to a family member, would someone listen to that wisdom, that perspective? It's a great lesson by Albert, my favorite car wash guy, because I respect him and his labor. Him and his experiences, him and his perspective. It's the dignity of all labor. Whether you're a car salesman, whether you're a CEO, whether you're a trash man, whether you're a garbage man, or whatever you are. That's what America has taught me, the respect of everybody. To have respect for everybody, equal respect, man. Can't lose that. We can't lose the respect and to dignify everybody's labor, everybody's time, everybody's hard work. People are sacrificing their time and their hard work in pursuit of their dream, whatever their dream is. You could do that in this country. And I love this country. And I love it for the people I meet, like Albert, my favorite car wash guy. And I can't help but just absorb it and be very thankful for every minute that I have, because it's all so precious. It's all so precious. So, in honor of Albert the car wash guy, I'm going to end it with some Martin. Luther King.
You are demanding that this city will respect the dignity of labor. So often we overlook the worth and the significance of those who are not in professional jobs, of those who are not in the so-called big jobs. But let me say to you tonight that whenever you are engaged in work that serves humanity and is for the building of humanity, it has dignity and it has worth.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.